Stand up in the fear of the Lord and listen to the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John. May his blessing be with us. Amen.
Vojnstvomu milodobem sotiro venunotiri su eresum simšine mefnuti et on vionam šoene vionfonuti pinsike.
A reading from the Psalms of our father David the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or even you had formed the earth and the world.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we have glory forever. Amen. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out, and the other disciples, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloth lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciple went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She supposed him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "teacher." Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but to go to my brethren, and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her.
Choice.
riniposi. Master Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, Lord, so God the Father, has broken every one of our sins through His Savior, now give suffering, so present the feast of His Holy Son, Saint Apostle, said to them, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you remit, they are remitted to them, and those which you retain shall be retained, you also, our Master. Through your Holy Apostle, have given grace to those over time, labored in the priesthood in your own church to forgive sin upon the earth and the mind to lose every one of us. Now also we ask and treat your goodness often, and trouble for your servant, my Father, my brethren, and my weakness, those above their heads. Before your holy glory, dispense on us your mercy and lose every one of our sins. If we have committed any sin against you, knowing your own knowledge of heart, or indeed, or from faint heart, do a master who knows the weakness of men as a good and faithful can, O God, grant us forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved, fill us with your fear and strength, and us unto your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, all you together, good Father, and the Holy Spirit, the love giver, who is with you now, and at all times, and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Christus Benoti,
Nines Ashopi.
O King of Peace, grant us your peace, establish for us your peace, and forgive us our sins for Zion, the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. Make us swear to pray to thank our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses. Deliver us from evil, and Christ Jesus, our Lord.